Remember my motto? Do unto others, but don't take trash off the cats. That goes double for cats who have wild fantasies about eating dogs. Dumb cat. I was in the midst of glaring my message at that fraud of a blue-eyed tomcat when Miguel's gaze drifted down to me. That your dog? Slim nodded. Sorta. Me and the boss take turns with him. It's kinda like sharing a cold. One of us has him for a while and passes him on to the other. Miguel chuckled. He looks like a pretty good dog. I guess he's as good as I deserve. He eats too much and he ain't too smart, but people say the same about me. Miguel put his ear to the tire and listened for a hiss of air. He found the spot and pulled out a nail with a pair of pliers. Can he burp? Say what? The dog. Can he burp? A grin spread across Slim's mouth. Well, I never thought about that, Miguel. I suppose he can, but I can't say as I've ever studied it real close. I could make him burp right now, anytime, on command. Slim hitched up his pants. He was still grinning. Now, wait a minute. You're saying you can tell him to burp and he'll burp? Miguel nodded. I'm a dog trainer. You want to see? Some of the other men had gathered around. One of them nodded and said, Miguel can do it. He trains dogs, all kinds of dogs. Slim pushed his hat to the back of his head and chewed on his lip. Well, this I've got to see. I don't think you can do it. Miguel reached for his wallet. $5 says I can. I ain't a wealthy man like you, Miguel. Slim whipped out his wallet. But by grabs, I've got a $1 bill that says you can't.
You're covered.
Miguel laid a dollar bill on the cement floor, and Slim laid one right beside it.
What's the dog's name?
Oh, he's got many names, depending on how mad we are at him. But he goes by Hank most of the time.
I will teach Hank how to burp on command.
Miguel disappeared into the office. My gaze and Slim's met. Neither of us had any idea what was coming next. Oh, and that blue-eyed Siamese cat was watching.